Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by Jane, and we have some truly eyebrow-raising stories today, Jane. Let's dive right into our top story. Meta secretly used contractors to stress test competitor AI models with some really disturbing prompts.
Paul, this story is wild. Wired reports that Meta's internal project, called Canes, had hundreds of contractors posing as teenagers. They bombarded models like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Character.ai with prompts about suicide, cannibalism, and other deeply concerning topics.
It sounds like they were pushing the models to their limits, trying to get them to defy their built-in guardrails, all without the AI companies knowing. The sheer volume of these prompts is staggering, with thousands focusing on self-harm, eating disorders, and even sexual themes from a child's perspective.
Exactly. One example was a fifth grader whose classmate pointed a gun at his mouth. Another asked if fantasizing about eating your neighbor's child was normal. It really highlights a brute force approach to testing, but what Meta actually did with all that data remains unclear, Paul.
Absolutely fascinating, and a bit concerning, Jane. Shifting gears, we have some exciting news for the open source community. Longcat 2.0 has been released as a 1.6 trillion parameter open source mixture of experts model.
This is a huge step up, Paul. Longcat 2.0 boasts about 48 billion parameters activated per token, built entirely on AI ASIC superpods. It's designed for long horizon tasks with new sparse attention mechanisms, showing impressive performance on coding and agentic workflows.
That's serious scale, Jane. And speaking of open source, Current AI, a global partnership with $400 million in backing, just launched its open source AI gap map. It's an attempt to index the current state of open source AI.
I think this gap map is incredibly important, Paul. Version 0.1 already details over 400 products, from software tools to models and datasets, produced by over 200 organizations. It provides a much-needed structured view of this rapidly expanding ecosystem.
It certainly does. Now, let's touch on a philosophical debate. Jan LeCun is once again arguing against the concept of artificial general intelligence, or AGI. He points to the failures of robotics and autonomous systems to match animal intelligence.
LeCun's always been a provocateur in this area, Paul. He believes we're far from AGI, emphasizing the complexities of real-world interaction that current AI still struggles with, unlike even simple animals. It's a healthy counterpoint to some of the hype, you know?
Indeed, Jane.
In other news, Anthropic is taking an interesting path, developing drugs in-house to test and refine its Claude Science AI model. They're starting with neglected and rare diseases. This is a great example of dogfooding their own AI, Paul. By applying Claude Science to real-world drug discovery, they'll gain invaluable feedback to improve the model. It's a smart strategy for both AI development and addressing critical medical needs.
Absolutely.
And quickly, we're seeing more talk about AI's impact on software development, with some suggesting manual coding is ending. Also, Figure AI's humanoid robot demonstrated advanced mobility by waving an American flag, showcasing fluid movements. Those two really highlight the spectrum of AI's influence, Paul. From changing how we create software to bringing robots closer to human-like dexterity, the pace of change is just incredible across the board.
It certainly is, Jane. Finally, a Google DeepMind researcher identified a historical error in large language model scaling laws, which apparently led the AI industry to train oversized, undertrained models. That sounds like a costly mistake.
It really was, Paul. Sandra Dieleman highlighted this pre-chinchilla compute error, where the industry was essentially throwing too much compute at models without optimizing for the right parameters. It's a lesson in efficiency and understanding scaling dynamics. That's a fantastic insight, Jane. And that's our MergeSort AI Digest for July 5th, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your excellent analysis today.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to be here. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.